Dear friends, today I want to share with you on the third Sunday of Lent, liturgical year A. Again, Lent is a time when we prepare to celebrate Easter, that is, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and our death and resurrection with Him in the sacrament of baptism. And the readings today tell us two very important themes of baptism. That is, faith and the Holy Spirit. Faith and the Holy Spirit. The gospel today is taken from John. St. John chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. Verses 5 to 42. Very, very, very long, but we read the short form. The gospel today tells us about the two important themes of baptism: faith, Holy Spirit. The gospel today tells us that about the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman had nothing, materially nothing, spiritually nothing. But she had the most important thing, faith. Just like Abraham had nothing, but Abraham only had faith. So, Samaritan woman had nothing except faith. And that is most important. If you have faith, you have God, you have everything. If you do not have faith, you do not have God, you have nothing. You have nothing. So the Samaritan woman, number one, she's a woman. In the time of Jesus Christ, women do not have the rights, same rights as men. Number two, she's a Samaritan, half Jew, a half Jew. So the Jews look down on the half Jews, the Samaritan. Number three, she got five husbands, and sleeping with a sixth man. So she is a sinner in front of the law. She had nothing, materially nothing, spiritually also nothing, but she had faith, and that is enough, and the most important. Because when you have faith, you have God, you have everything. When you do not have faith, you don't have God, you have nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever. And very important for us who are baptized, the faith of the Samaritan woman grew and grew and grew until she became the first apostle of Jesus. She became the first missionary of Jesus. That's what the gospel tells us. At first, she saw Jesus to be a Jew. Then, she realized Jesus is a prophet. Then, she believed Jesus to be Messiah. And finally, she became the first apostle of Jesus, the first missionary of Jesus. She told all the other Samaritans about Jesus. So all the other Samaritans came to see Jesus, they heard Jesus, and they believed that Jesus was the Savior of the world. Savior of the world. So to our faith, have to grow every year like the Samaritan woman until we become the first apostles of Jesus, the first missionary of Jesus. And that is why every year during Easter Vigil night, we have to renew our faith, we have to renew our baptism so that our faith will grow and grow and grow until we become the first missionaries of Jesus, the first apostles of Jesus. More importantly, the gospel today tells us about the Holy Spirit. The gospel today tells us that Jesus gives the living water of the Holy Spirit to the Samaritan woman. And this living water of the Holy Spirit will like a spring inside here, welling up to eternal life. And she will not thirst anymore. She will not thirst. The Samaritan woman had five husbands, sleeping with a sixth man, but still thirsting and thirsting and thirsting. Thirsting for what? thirsting for true love, thirsting for true life, thirsting for true happiness. But when she received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the living water became a spring inside her, welling up to eternal life. She do not thirst anymore because she has found the true love, the true life, and the true happiness that only Jesus can give through the Holy Spirit. We may have five relationships, five houses, five cars, five land, five property, five missiles, 5 million ringgit. But we may still be thirsting and thirsting and thirsting and thirsting for true love, true life, and true happiness. The good news is this. The good news is this. Jesus will give us the living water of the Holy Spirit. And the living water of the Holy Spirit will be like a spring inside us, welling up to eternal life. We will not thirst anymore. We will not thirst anymore because we have found the true love, the true life, and the true happiness that Jesus gives us through the Holy Spirit. This is the good news. This is the gospel. We have to proclaim this good news to the whole world. We have to proclaim this good news to the whole world so that the whole world may believe and be saved. The first reading from Exodus follows the theme of the gospel. The first reading also tells us about the two important themes of baptism, that is faith and Holy Spirit. The first reading tells us when the Israelites was liberated from Egypt, they were in the desert where there was no water. They were thirsting and dying. And because of the thirst in the desert, they lost faith in God. They lost faith in God. So they grumbled against Moses. Why did you bring us out to the desert to die of thirst? We die of thirst. Our children died of thirst. Our cattle died of thirst. And that is why the place is called Meribah. Meribah is a Hebrew word meaning quarreling with God. Quarrel with God. That is why the place is called Massa. Massa in Hebrew means testing God. They are testing God saying, is the Lord with us or not? They tested God and said, is the Lord with us or not? And that is why the place is called Meribah, quarrel with God. Massa, tested God. More importantly, the first reading tells us God gave them water in the dry, dead, hot, burning, sandy desert. God gave them water from a hard, dry rock. The water that God gave them points to the living water of the Holy Spirit. It symbolizes the living water of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because in our sin and death, the Holy Spirit alone can give us life. Because the Holy Spirit alone can forgive our sins. The Holy Spirit alone can raise us from the dead. And the Holy Spirit alone can give us the new life of the resurrection. The new life of Easter. The eternal life of Easter. Never to die anymore. Again, this is the good news that we have to proclaim to the whole world so that the whole world may believe and be saved. Responsorial Psalm. The responsorial psalm follows the theme of the first reading. The responsorial psalm tells us we must never lose faith in God, even if there is no water, even in front of trials and tribulations, even in front of death. We must never, never, never lose faith in God. Instead, we must increase our faith in God in times of trouble. And that is why we responded three times, "Oh, that today you would listen to His voice, harden of your hearts." We responded three times. The response is taken from the third stanza of the responsorial psalm. And now, it's good to look at the third stanza of the responsorial psalm because it says it all. "Oh, that today you would listen to His voice, harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work." "Oh, that today you listen to His voice, harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, and as Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work in creation, they saw my work in salvation, they saw my work particularly in the Exodus, yet they lost faith in God." They lost faith in God. So again, the responsible psalm tells us we must never lose faith in God. In times of trouble, we must increase our faith in God. And that is why just now we responded three times, "Oh, that today you would listen to His voice, harden not your hearts." Second reading also very, very, very important. Second reading also tells us about the two themes of baptism: faith, Holy Spirit. The second reading is from the letter to the Romans. Letter to Romans, St. Paul letter to Romans. The second reading tells us that it is in faith, through Jesus, that we are saved. It is in faith, through Jesus, that we receive the graces of God. It is in faith, through Jesus, that we receive the Holy Spirit of God's love. What proof that God loves us is that Jesus Christ died for us while we were still sinners. It is this Spirit of God's love that forgives our sin, that raises us from the dead, that gives us the new life of the resurrection, gives us the new life of Easter, never to die or anymore. The new life is even better than the life before sin. Better life. Again and again, we have to proclaim this good news to the whole world so that the whole world may believe and be saved. Whole world may believe and be saved. That's the second reading. Again, during this time of Lent, the church asks us to do penance, to pray, to fast, and to give alms to the poor. Not as a punishment, no, but to increase our faith, so that on Easter Vigil night, we can profess our faith in God by answering the six questions of faith. Three, rejecting Satan, because Satan asks us not to believe in God. More importantly, the second three, professing our faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then we will be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, forgive your sins, and raise you from the dead, and give you the new life of Easter, the new life of the resurrection. Then the whole church will sing, "Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia." And for most of us who are already baptized, on Easter Vigil night, we will have to renew our baptism, renew our baptismal faith. And we also have to answer the six questions of faith. Pray, rejecting Satan, because Satan tells us not to believe in God. More importantly, second three question, professing our faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And immediately after that, we will be sprinkled with the waters of baptism, the waters of the Holy Spirit, the holy water. Then we too will die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of the resurrection, to the new life of Easter. With this, I wish you all a happy and a blessed Lent. Amen, and God bless you.